In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters of other religions visit us frequently. What should we do? In the first place, if we are prepared, try, with the zeal of God, to convert them to our faith and make them see their mistakes. But do it with love, without yelling or arguing, simply explaining our faith. For this, we must be prepared with a lot of personal prayer and with the study of the Bible. If we don't feel ready, let's politely ask that they respect our faith and not insist. It would be good to visibly place a sign on our door or window that says, "This home is Catholic. We do not accept information other than our faith. Thank you for respecting us. May God bless you." Experience teaches that the majority of those who visit Catholic homes are people of little biblical preparation. They only know the texts with which they can attack Catholics, especially on idols. But if we ask them about the Eucharist, the Virgin Mary, or the Pope, they do not know them and simply deny them or give another interpretation. Often, they are so fanatical that they destroy the images of their houses without respect for their relatives, and so self-sufficient that they believe they are owners of the Word of God. They are unfair in saying that priests are bad and liars, as if they were all saints. They lie when talking about the Church and Catholics, as if they were all drunkards and idolaters. They insist that they be listened to without any respect for others, as if one had an obligation to listen to them. When they speak, they insist a lot that God says in His Word, the Word of God says, but it is what they say that He says, because they interpret it in their way. Protestants or our separated brothers have a more relaxed morality than Catholics. They accept abortion in certain circumstances, euthanasia, religious divorce, sterilization. These things also occur in predominantly Catholic countries, but the Catholic Church, as the teacher of truth, has never allowed them and will never allow them. Bad Catholics who commit these and other sins, God will judge them. Not because they are Catholics will they be saved. But we can say that all the good things that Protestant brothers have, we Catholics have, and much more, because the Church has the complete truth. Therefore, Catholics have more means to be saints. If they don't use them, they will have to give an account to God. God will judge each one according to his behavior. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Let's ask ourselves, why do they insist so much that the Pope is the Antichrist? To say Antichrist is to say the devil in person, the opposite of Christ. Why do they lie when saying the Pope has Vicarius Filii Dei written in his coronet? The Pope has never been called Vicar of the Son of God, but Vicar of Christ. Therefore, the numerical value of his letters cannot make 666, number of the Antichrist, according to the Book of Revelation. Furthermore, St. John the Apostle wrote in Greek and not in Latin. Against all Christians in the world, they insist on keeping Saturday instead of Sunday. But the Old Testament was overcome with our Lord Jesus Christ, who rose again on Sunday, and therefore the Lord's Day is celebrated on Sunday. Please read Mark chapter 2, verse 27, Acts of Apostles chapter 20, verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Jesus says, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Why do they say the dead are asleep and unconscious until the final judgment? Christ assured the good thief that he would be that same day in paradise, and Moses and Elijah appear at the transfiguration. Poor Lazarus goes straight to Abraham's bosom. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 53, we are told of many dead who were resurrected. Please read Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, Luke chapter 23, verse 43, and chapter 16, verse 19, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, Matthew chapter 17. Why don't they want to eat some foods? St. Paul the Apostle affirms, "Eat everything that is sold in the market without problems of conscience." Christ declared all foods pure. For this reason, "Then never let anyone criticize you for what you eat or drink, or about observance of annual festivals, new moons, or Sabbaths. Since the first century, in the famous writing Didache, also known as the Lord's Teaching through the 12 Apostles to the Nations, it is stated, "Come together on the Lord's Day, and break bread and give thanks after having confessed your sins." And the same is said by St. Justin Martyr in the year 145. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.